It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful account of God's love for you, how that He proved that love by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take your place on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood to pay for the penalty of your sins so that you might have everlasting life if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10, but before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the John Marshall family. The name of this first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, Cleansing Wave.
Jesus, my Lord, mighty to save, points to His wounded side. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
I rise to walk in heaven's own light, be pure and garments white,
and Christ enthroned within. The cleansing stream I see, I plunge and oh, it cleanseth me. Oh, praise the Lord, it cleanseth me, it cleanseth me, yes, cleanseth me.
Cleanseth me,
the cleansing way,
the cleansing way.
John says in 1 John chapter number 1, in verse number 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all of your sins are taken away. As John the Baptist said in John chapter number 1, verse number 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Asking Jesus to be your personal Savior is the way that you have your sins cleansed and taken away. It is the blood of Christ, his sacrifice on the cross, which buys salvation for you, so that you receive that salvation as a gift. As John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that Jesus Christ bought for you by his substitutionary death on the old rugged cross, shedding his blood so that you might have salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift. My number is 919-563-6753. Come be with us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our services start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered so that you can't come till Wednesday night, be with us in Sunday school this morning at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We have a website that you can go to, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. It's all one word. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the wonderful gift of salvation and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. We have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we will be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10. Let's listen to another song by the John Marshall family. The name of the second song is titled, "He Hideth My Soul."
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows thy dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me.
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see
when clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds.
salvation is wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand.
With his hand
and covers me there with his hand.
The cleft of the rock. We are safely hidden from the judgment, safely kept in the salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ bought for us, safely kept in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, safely kept in the hand of our Heavenly Father. We have everlasting life, and that promise given to us that we shall never perish, because once we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are safely kept in the cleft of His salvation, in the cleft of the rock, in His hand, safe from all harm. Listen to this last song now by the John Marshall family. The name of this song is titled God is Still Holy.
Righteousness, nothing shall ever mar His holiness. Our God is holy forever and ever. He will endure.
Darker days are still ahead as the world to hell is led.
Christian, don't falter, lift up your head,
for our redemption draws still nearer.
Jesus our Lord is ever dearer.
He shall return victorious, just like He said.
God is still holy, God is still pure, His name is perfect, His word is sure. Nothing shall ever stain His righteousness, shall ever mar His holiness. Our God is holy forever and ever. He will endure. God is holy forever and ever, He will endure. Holy, 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 our God is pure.
God is holy. As we turn to 1 Peter chapter number 1, starting with verse number 15, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." God, in his holiness, sent the Lord Jesus Christ. God could not just wipe away our sin. There had to be a price to pay for our sin so that we might be able to have it taken away. And the only price that God would accept was His only begotten Son, who came in the fullness of the time to bear our sins, to shed His blood. God was holy in allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to come and take our place so that we might have forgiveness of sins. Someone had to pay for our sins. Jesus Christ gave Himself so that we might have everlasting life. But after salvation, He's still holy, and He expects us to follow Him in living a holy life, so that all that we have is given to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter number 10, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." When we're talking about what God has done for us in salvation, and then we talk about how we are supposed to live for Him after we're saved, we're not to go back to the old ways. We are to have the new song. We are to have the new life. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, that's for those who are in Christ. We're a new creature in Christ. Our soul is made brand new, and so we should follow after what God has done to live a life that's reflective of what He has done for us in salvation. Now, can someone who is saved go back into sin and live in sin? They can, but they can't do it without chastening. And that chastening can be severe, and the chastening can also be a sin unto death that a disobedient Christian may have to face if he does not repent. That weakness, sickness, and sleep that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians because of the Corinthian church did not have respect to the Lord's Supper. Some were weak because of chastening, some were sick because of chastening, and some were even taken out of the way because of chastening. They slept. They were taken home because of their disobedience to the Lord. In verse number 39 of chapter 10 of Hebrews, the writer says, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition." Now notice here, he is saying we are not ones that go back to living in sin. There's already been the warning given earlier in the chapter, and then even in chapter number 6, about those that would go back on the Lord and the chastening that would be involved in that, as well as losing their place in God's will. You can do damage to your testimony so that you won't have the opportunity to live for the Lord because of drawing back into a life that is dictated by your will, going back into sin, going back into the old way of life. Can a Christian do that? Yes, they can, but they can't do it without consequences to their life and consequences to their testimony. "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." The writer here declares that believing in the saving of the soul and believing what the Lord Jesus Christ has done through salvation should lead us to live a holy life. In verse number 35, he said, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Don't go back into the life of perdition that you once lived. There are blessings that are waiting for you. If you cast not away those things that you have already experienced in the Christian walk, and there are many that have gone back into perdition and have received the chastening of the Lord and ruined their testimony and were taken out of this world early. The writer of Hebrews says, "We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." For if you keep in mind what Jesus Christ has done for you and the sacrifice he made for you, then you have the basis of seeing that you need to be thankful for what he has done for you. Rebellion pulls you away from thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you look at the saving of the soul and the sacrifice of Christ, looking unto Jesus, and that will be in a couple of chapters away from here, but it would not be inappropriate for us to look at this, that getting our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and realizing what he's done for us will help keep our mind focused on living for him. We want to be a testimony of the saving of the soul for the lost and dying world. And the only way that we can do that is not to go back to our old way of living, but to live for the Lord and to live in newness of life. In chapter number 11, verse number 1, let's go on just a little bit further. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, you say, "Preacher, is he changing the subject?" No, he's not. In chapter number 10, he was talking about don't leave your place in serving God and lose your testimony or damage your testimony. Don't go back to the things of the world, to the way that you lived before you accepted Christ as your Savior. Faith is what we need to have after salvation. Now, remember, salvation is received by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved," that's what God did for us, "through faith," that's what we had to receive salvation, believing that the Lord would save us if we would ask, "and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Faith that brought us salvation is the faith that we live in after salvation, as it says in verse number 38, "Now the just shall live by faith." We don't backslide into perdition to the way that we used to live, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. If you believe as a Christian to the saving of the soul, you'll realize that your testimony has to be right so that others might receive the saving of the soul through your testimony and the message that only Jesus Christ can save them. Salvation offered by the Lord Jesus Christ is what you need to demonstrate in your life. And when the writer says here at the end of chapter number 10 and verse number 39, "But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul," there's a responsibility that we have taken upon ourselves to live for the Lord and not to slide back into the ways that we used to live, into that place where at one time we were under the judgment of God. Now, again, you cannot lose your salvation, but you can definitely lose your testimony by backsliding into a place where you are living in sin and people look at you and they'll say, "I thought he was a Christian." And people will say that. They will judge you. And you say, "Preacher, people shouldn't judge." And that's true. We're told that. We don't know what's on someone else's heart. That's why we need to live unto the saving of the soul so that we can lead others to Christ. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We believe in God. We have faith in Him. We trust in Him, as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us. Now, I like to give this definition of faith. God said it. I believe it. I'll obey it. That is faith. Faith always ends in action. And it's interesting here, as we get into chapter number 11, which many have called God's Hall of Faith, that there are those that show faith by what they do. Faith is believing in God, but faith also is practicing what we believe because we have faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the tangible things of those things that cannot be seen. It is the evidence of things not seen. People can't see my heart, but they can witness my life. Who am I witnessing for? I can either be drawn back into perdition and witness that I am drawn away from the will of God by my own lusts and desires, or I can live for the Lord by faith and have a testimony for Him. If I have faith in God, it ought to be evidenced by the way that I live. But my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you like the writer in verse number 39? Are you of them that believe to the saving of the soul and live like it, living for the Lord? Or are you of those that backslide and living like you were lost? You need to remember that you have an obligation. It's your reasonable service to live for the Lord, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, to give yourself as a living sacrifice, to be a servant of the Lord. My friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please receive the Lord Jesus Christ today. Confess to the Lord that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you. He's promised that He would. And if I can be a help to you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."